What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, Lee. Color me this because I am now officially confused.
Okay.
Remember when Donald Trump said he, you know, look, we're not releasing the Epstein files. And if you want this release, then you're not one of my supporters. Yeah. Go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely brutal self-inflicted wound. Mm-hmm. And you can see the damage in Rasmussen's polling. They do the only daily tracker. And they were highly, highly accurate, by the way, in 24. So, I mean, I really trust them. They're Republican pollsters, too. And look, in June, before he said that, he was polling in the 50s. In the daily tracking poll. I mean, solidly in the 50s. He brutalized himself. He lost 5 points over it and it hasn't come back. That's not an easy fix. This is why you see the Democrats talking Epstein. Because they've literally nothing else they can talk about.
No, they don't. And they should be careful what they wish for because there's no evidence that Trump has any implication here. But there could be other folks involved. And I guarantee you some of them will be Democrats. So...
Yeah, no, and look, for Bill Barr to come out and testify under oath that President Trump is not at all implicated in the Epstein files, Bill Barr tried to take out Trump.
Yeah.
In fact, we're about to get, I think, some big news on that apparently Barr was behind Trump's back working with Fani Willis to set him up for prosecution.
Oh, boy.
And they're expecting, they have details of that. They're expecting that to come out today. It's going to be grilled on it, so we'll see where that goes. But Bill Barr also, you got to understand, was, and I think there should be charges for him. He gagged the IRS whistleblowers in the Hunter Biden money laundering scheme, the covering up of the $30 million that the Biden family took from China, including, remember, the fact that Biden was the big guy. And they knew that. They were well on their way to prosecution. Not only was the investigation frozen, but the IRS whistleblowers were gagged. And senators who were trying to get information on what was on the Hunter Biden laptop, and they already had it in custody, Barr blocked them. To ensure that a fundamentally compromised president could be president, Joe Biden. So, I mean, Bill Barr is a really bad guy. And he's George H.W. Bush's best friend, by the way, going back to when H.W. was running the CIA and Bill Barr was in it. So when Bill Barr is not Trump's friend. In fact, again, I think there really could be some grounds for indictment there. And I really hope they'll pursue them. For Barr to come out and say he's not implicated. He's really not implicated. Barr would have used it against him if he had it.
Oh, well, not only Barr, but anybody else that was running against him. I mean, it was just...
I mean, for me, Bill Barr saying that, we're done here. There's nothing here. So the biggest mystery to me right now, why won't Trump just release whatever they have then? Why would he take on this kind of damage? 5-point loss hasn't come back. He's never hit the highs of June again, no matter what he's doing right now. There's a couple little polls out there with some... with him in the 50s, but the big Rasmussen tracker, no, he can't get out of the 40s. It's damaged him politically. And then there's all this other weird stuff going on, okay? And you just said, Lee, he may get what they wish for, the Democrats. Watch Ghislaine Maxwell, or Ghislaine, however you say it. She did the interview with Trump's former personal attorney, who is now his deputy attorney general. According to ABC News, she dropped a dime on over 100 people. None of whom was Trump, some of whom were the Clintons. All of a sudden, like 12 hours after that interview ended, all these subpoenas start going out from Congress to a lot of those people. Weird, right? Mm. Meanwhile, Ghislaine Maxwell finally gets moved out of the, quite frankly, hellhole federal prison she's in and transferred to a nice campus-style location. Minimum security.
Yeah.
And she has dispatched her own personal protection unit because apparently there are death threats against her. I don't know if anyone's made threats, but they're saying the threats actually come from outside the campus. So she has her own special ops protecting her so that she can maintain a much better lifestyle in a minimum security prison with other wealthy people. That sounds like a trade to me. That's what it looks like.
It does sound like there was some kind of deal for that deposition, yeah.
Now, Democrats, and I know about all of this because the Democrats have been screaming about it online, right? Especially all over X. They make it. I think they have bots now, like Russians, except Russians never had bots. But but I think that they push it. Oh, yeah, he's trying to buy off Ghislaine. Well, he can't buy off Bill Barr. I mean, he can't. Look what Bill Barr's already done. And Barr says Trump's not in it. So what's going on?
Maybe they're banking this info for use later if necessary.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's very, very interesting. Something's up with this Epstein swirl.
Yeah.
You could see it, so keep your eye on it. By the way, and I know you have covered this, Lee, but 9 teenagers?
Yeah.
9 teenagers.
Yeah.
Lure a 10th teenager, Trey Dean White, 16. He looks like he was a lot of fun from his pictures. I don't mean that sarcastically. Like, he literally looks like he'd be cool to hang out with. Lured him to a desolate area, girlfriend, and I saw the mug shots, and I was like, oh, I bet the girlfriend's the pretty one, and she was. Lured him to a desolate area so he could be gunned down by a romantic rival, and they could film it.
Yeah, I just...
There's like, just, well, I mean, they can't all be psychopaths, right? I mean, what are the odds? Biologically, I mean, like, how do you arrange that?
Let's see. I want to commit capital murder, and I'm going to record the evidence.
Yeah, definitely record the evidence. Definitely do that. 16-year-old was lured to his death, fatally shot over romantic rivalry. And here's the crazy part. They got the guy who shot him the next day. Now they've got the rest of him.
Yeah. Because there's a little thing about helping commit a crime either before it or after it, to hide the evidence of it, that will bring charges if you're caught.
Yeah, they should have maybe Googled that.
Just, it's just a sad situation.
Especially the part if you, you filmed the crime and you don't help. Yeah, anyway, that's getting national news. As is, by the way, I'm getting great comments on this, on Dylan Mortensen. This new information that's coming out, and that's come out in the Brian Koberger case. We've been talking about this in my family for 2 days. She's a college student. She's downstairs. She opens the door and hears Brian Koberger, hears crying and Brian Koberger saying, "It's okay, I'm here, Kaylee." So he knew who she was. Hmm. It wasn't random. She closes the door, opens it again. Just minutes later, she's got a clear view into the kitchen, which is right across from her room on the first floor. And there is the guy in the ski mask and all black. What would you do? Now, she's already heard all of the thuds and the struggle upstairs and the crying. Now she's seeing a guy in a ski mask in the kitchen. She closes the door and goes back to sleep. Later, telling authorities, "Hey, I didn't call 911 until, get this, Lee, noon the next day. Would you have to get your beauty sleep?" And the problem for the parents is, you'll never know. Could one of those kids maybe have been saved, revived by the paramedics if she'd called?
Yeah.
And she says she was too afraid to call. And this has been a subject of people online. Well, okay, but you weren't too afraid to go to sleep, though. Like, make that make sense. I was just talking about it with Tim. People texting in. She must have been used. Tara, she had to get rid of the drugs. Another one, my opinion, girl didn't call 911, was high. You're trying to make it make sense. She obviously knew she needed to call 911. By the way, she didn't just like find the bodies later and then call 911. She didn't leave her room. So she knew she had to call without seeing the bodies. Make it make sense.
Dan, you can't.
No, and we didn't know this till these documents were just released. And here's the crazy part, okay? Even Koberger thought she called the police. That's why he didn't kill her and her roommate. He thought he was out of time. He assumed the police were coming. K Because even he has more sense than she does. And he's a serial killer. Things that make you go,
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.